o'clock hour of William's House. So the poll is in the field.
What'd you come up with?
You know, look, it's great to see you. You know, I think the world of you.
Yep.
I don't, while I was unwilling to say to Brett Favre, love you too, I love you. I do. Okay. Always have.
Yep. I love you guys.
But you want polls.
I want what I want.
And then you leave. Like, twice I've wanted to workshop the poll, and twice you walked out the door before the segment was over. Like, I was talking about Steinhoffels or setting up the third hour of the show, and poof, you're gone. So
we're all in this sucker together. That's
not, apparently
sure.
Not, Matt. Apparently not.
Oh, Maddie. Maddie Ice.
I always
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Yeah, exactly. I heard that coming a mile away. So the poll question is this before we hear from James Jones. God bless you. Today's Wildy and Tausch Twitter poll. Yesterday, we had a caller, Daryl, who is willing to endure a decade of 70s and 80s quality Packers football as long as the team doesn't cave to Aaron Rodgers. Are you as pro-organization, anti-Rodgers as Daryl? Here are your three choices.
Ooh.
And you cannot complain about these because you weren't here. But you will. I know you will.
Well, let's see.
Are you as pro-organization, anti-Rodgers as Daryl? Yes, put 12 in his place. No, but I see his point. No, that's ridiculous.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Because if you went yes or no, I think it would be a canyon no. I think nuance wins here.
Hey! Yeah,
nuance
thanks.
Will win this.
So the initial returns. 2 minutes in. 54.9% no, that's ridiculous. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you have any
that's
level,
low.
It is low. I'm a little disappointed that it's not higher. If you have, and this could be an indicator of how spoiled we are since 1992. Jesse, what year were you born in?
91. Not giving you my social security though.
91.
Well, just give me the last four digits. That, to me, says that there's a lot of folks like Jesse because they didn't live through the 70s and 80s. And I know I'm old. I get it. But that sucked. Like, as I said yesterday to Derek, who was our Badgers outsider and also apparently sees Packer fandom as a family. And it doesn't matter if the team stinks because it's all about eating brats together.
I just want to sit in my garage and eat chili and have bratwurst. That's what he said.
But yet, he's old enough to at least have experienced some of that.
He's the first guy complaining, though, when Quintez Cephas doesn't get the ball enough. And they're not doing that. So my point, I guess the whole thing on this is I realize people like players. They enjoy, you know, this guy did this for me. From a fan standpoint, you want your team to be good people, but more than anything, you want them to win. There's a reason Ty Cobb was not a great dude. People loved... I don't even know what team he played for. Who did Ty Cobb play for, Jesse?
The Detroit Tigers.
People love the Tigers with Ty Cobb.
Well, that was clever.
You love winning. Yes, you don't want to be jerk stores about it. But this is business, and I think for Aaron, he has things he needs to see differently or he doesn't feel comfortable. He doesn't want to be here in under certain circumstances. He has not once said... He is never going to play for Green Bay again. He is never. I have not even heard him say he wants to be traded. Now, there's been reports.
It's true.
But I think people get so emotional, and because it feels like you're getting rejected. It's not that the team is getting rejected. You take it personally. That's why sports are great, because there are very few things that you can draw that kind of emotion out of people. Sports is one of them. And this is where I think Daryl is coming from yesterday. He loves the Packers. He loves the history of it. He wants the Lombardi era. Well, we ain't in the Lombardi era anymore. Those days are gone.
So we also took a call from somebody yesterday that was talking about how the Packers had Zeke Bratkowski and Bart Starr on the same team. I mean, this is that's a different era. All these are different. Like, free agency has changed everything.
It has.
And so we live in a different time, and I think that's important to pay attention to. Now, the poll is starting to shift a little bit, and order is starting to be restored to
out of
some
Gamey,
degree.
Out of Gamey County. I think
it's
some
coming
of those
in.
Precincts
yeah,
came
yeah,
in.
Yeah. Some precincts reporting. But 8.8% of the respondents now, and we're over 200 votes, and again, we're not even 10 minutes in. There's still 8.9% of people say put Rodgers in his place. That, again, I guess surprises me
to some
degree.
It's old school. I think it's the idea that you should be thrilled and pleased as punch, regardless of what happens, to be a part of the organization. That's, I think, where that mentality comes from, because I think we all look at the, you know, to be a part of the Packers organization is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think fans look at it that way, and they say, you know what? You signed the contract, but you just typically forget that those contracts, they're not worth what they're written on. It's the guaranteed money, and that's it. So how this all plays out, I don't think very many people are going to feel like Daryl when it all is said and done.
As of now, 385 votes, 62.9% of you say, no, that's ridiculous. So you're starting to restore my faith to some degree, but still, you know, there is definitely an anti-Rodgers element that, according to our numbers here, you know, is about 37.1%.
Is it because people feel like he's smug?
Yes, part of it is. Yes.
He's unrelatable.
I would hate to spend too much time bragging about something that I did literally 7 years ago, the last time we did it. But I do think that people didn't feel quite that way when he was on the radio every week with us. I do think that. I think that made him more relatable in their minds. They got to hear from him. And I'm not saying that the host was amazing. I'm just saying he was more open with fans.
That is true. When I listened to him talk after McAfee on those McAfee Wednesdays, I did like Aaron more.
Very relatable. Yeah.
Like, really relatable. So, that's fair.
Yeah. It's like hanging out with a bunch of your bros and not being asked a single difficult question. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what it's like.
Somebody is like scorched love.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
There is a window into my level of bitterness. By the way, RG can do tomorrow. You want RG tomorrow? RG tomorrow? What do you think? You all right with that?
Why are we workshopping right now? Let's talk.
I thought that's what we do around here.
No,
we workshop analogies and guests. We tell folks
it's time to upgrade with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin right now. Choose 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off installation. But more than a pair of pretty offers, Pella Windows, they now lead Wisconsin and states around the country as number one for highest value, highest quality, and highest innovation. Most preferred windows according to a 2021 consumer survey. Instead of just a few lines and a bunch of standard sizes to fit most homes, Pella offers nine lines, with each one custom measured and made for your home's specific needs. And they're installed by Pella certified installers in as little as one day. Order by June 30th for your choice of 6 years, no interest financing, or 40% off installation. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or give a call at 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
So before we return to Woe Nelly, I do want to deliver my gifts to each of you, even though yours, I brought you a driver, and I've got something else for you.
Brought
but again, you're not going to see this as gifts. You're just going to see this as me paying you what you're owed. But Jesse has a gift. We have a long history of great interns in our internship program, right? Melvin Gordon, Alex Strauf.
Strophy. He's the Aaron Rodgers of interns.
Or Jordan Love.
Sydney is going to serve as an honorary ESPN Madison intern. She's going to deliver my gifts for each of you. And you guys will be able to, I don't say open them, because that's not quite accurate, but you'll possess them next. It's Will, Dee, and Tausch. We'll be right back.
you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker and this happens all the time. I find out that everybody's...
As we watch the poll returns come in,
it started with a whisper.
Let's get to a few calls. 844-770-3776. Jesse, where do you want to start with the calls?
Charles has been on hold longer, and Erica said she's going to be coming after me.
Well, then, no offense to Charles, but anybody who's coming after you would normally skip the line. But let's start with Charles. Charles, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, great. How are you guys?
Awesome.
It depends if you're going to get after Jesse. If you're going to, then we'll feel even better.
No, I love all of you guys. No, I wouldn't do
Thanks.
That.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I just think this is totally an overreaction, you know, to say that someone would rather suck for 10 years. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You know, things may be dysfunctional. People may not be treated right. And I think, if anything, Aaron Rodgers is being a leader. He's trying to be the voice for the team and trying to get things back in order. And I think, Wilde, you kind of touched on this a little bit. Like, everybody at their job, no matter where you work, they want to be treated right and included and be a part of the progress that's going forward. So I just really hope Packer fans for this season do not boo Aaron Rodgers if he's with the team. You know, I think this is a complete overreaction on the fans' part.
So that's a good – that is a really good question that we're totally stealing for tomorrow.
Can we – we'll cite him.
Charles. Charles is in charge.
Charles is in charge.
Poll.
There you go. Nice.
I love you guys.
Do you think
Charles minds if we call him Chuck, though?
Well, he'll have to call back tomorrow because Jesse's hung up on him already.
You've already asked him that like three different times, too.
What does he always say?
He says he likes Charles, but he's been called a lot of things.
Boy, Jesse put you in your place, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
I would like to spend some time tomorrow at University Ridge discussing what Charles just said, but do you think that there will be people, even if he comes back and even if he's under center, the first home game is September 20th, 19th, 20th, Monday Night Football against the Lions, I believe. You think there's going to be people that boo him?
No.
No. Are you sure?
Yes.
Jesse?
Unless he's playing for the Detroit Lions. Yes.
Which it could happen, but
he'd be reunited with Tim Boyle.
No, if Aaron Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Packers, he's not getting booed. No,
I think
no boos.
I don't think it's going to be absolute zero. I don't. I hope we find out. I hope that means he's starting.
I love that you're now going to the Kelvin scale of temperature.
I've always wanted to go Kelvin. Let's go back to the phones.
Get him, Erica.
So,
get him.
So they're not getting after it. She's getting after Jesse. Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? All right, Jesse, get ready. You're so in love with Brett Favre that you don't even remember who Aaron Rodgers is, and he's only been gone for a couple months. So I guess you got to put your Favre jersey in the closet and man up to what 2020 and 2021 are. I mean, NFC championships, MVPs for the third time. I mean, I'm Team Aaron Rodgers, totally. And for all these Packer owners who think they're going to call the shots, well, guess what? Sit down and get your remote control and we'll just watch them on TV. Because you're not going to go by Mark Murphy and Goody and be like, I'm mad at Aaron Rodgers and I'm an owner, so if you don't like it, please have him go sit down and I'll, you know, totally boo him at the game. Because to tell you the truth, I could picture a couple of the old guys booing. And my question to Daryl is, first of all, how old are you? Because, quite frankly, a decade to Daryl might not be that long because he might not be there for the 10 years. And I guess what's considered bad? Like, we should go ask Bears fans. Like, is a losing record bad? Not making the playoffs? Not making the NFC Championship for 3 years in a row? I guess what's considered bad? So, like I said, I've been Team Rodgers this whole time because nobody knows what's happening behind closed doors, and he might not have come to the OTAs because Jordan Love needs all the reps he can get. And Jordan said he talked to
it
Rodgers.
It is helping him.
So, Rodgers might be doing a team favor.
Look at Aaron. Just
what a
doing
great teammate.
Good for the squad.
This is good for the crew. Yeah.
Let me ask. So don't hang up on Erica. I know
I
you're
not.
You'd like to because she went after you a little bit.
It wasn't very nice.
Erica, you're not exactly the right person to ask, but you are a fan. Because you're in Aaron Rodgers' camp, I don't know what you would need from him already. But if he comes out and is honest about whatever dysfunction he believes exists, would that help his cause with folks that aren't Team Rodgers, do you think?
Yeah, I would say so, because being, you know, Wisconsiners, we're kind of nosy-rosy and probably need to, if people had his number, to text them and be like, hey, Rodgers, what's the matter, buddy? Come out there and talk, you know, because he'd be all over Get Up. He'd be all over Skip Bayless. He'd be all over Mike Florio. He'd be all over Colin Cowherd. I mean, the list would go on.
Right.
So I guess poor guy would come out there and say two words, and national news, I mean, even Channel 6 with Tim Van Vorn would probably have him on TV.
So the reason I ask, and thanks for the call and for getting after Jesse, the reason I ask is that I feel like I have experienced to some degree that there's a segment of Packers fans that are really mad that he hasn't said anything publicly other than the semi-cryptic cultural references, and it's about people, to Kenny Mayne. Do you think that that's hurting his cause with
no.
a lot of fans?
No, because
I didn't think so either.
Right now, he has left himself many different avenues to get to where he wants to go.
He hasn't painted himself into a corner at all.
I guess pigeonholed, is that the correct word?
Sure.
He hasn't. He has not put himself in a box. So right now, there's a lot of interpretations. There's a lot of people analyzing what they think. But we have not heard him directly say, I don't like Goody, I don't like this. It has been culture. It's been that things, that people aren't being treated the proper way. It has not been about money. So I think Aaron has handled this well. As much as we'd love for him to talk, I honestly think he's handling it well. He'll speak when he wants to. He is taking control of his circumstance, which I think for everybody that can actually do that, which isn't a lot of people, you look at it and you can say, I respect what he's doing. You don't have to like what he's doing, but he's doing what he thinks is best for him and his career. And not everybody gets to do that.
So I haven't told you guys this, but I did talk to him earlier this week.
Oh.
Wow. Secret.
He loves. I don't know if he loves it enough to have been logging on to WisconsinOnDemand.com or not. He loves the former Aaron Rodgers teammate interview series.
Get out.
Absolutely loves it. He's like, he wanted to know every single player we've had on, and as I would name them off, he was like pumped about, like Corey Hall. I said, he wants his football back. I don't have his football.
So who has the football?
I saw Red Batty yesterday, who is the Packers head of equipment, who said that he thinks he knows where it is. So he's efforting on it. Now, I don't know what that means, but that's what he says.
I'm going to bite my tongue.
Yeah. Also, you'll have to bite your tongue again. Because I said, you know, we've had all the former Aaron Rodgers teammates on the show. We haven't had Aaron Rodgers on the show. And his line was, well, there's a few things that have to blow over first. Now, again, I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
But if he eventually talks, I do think that there will be those that are mad at him. That if he says...
I wonder how he'd rank the farts. Like, did you get... That would be interesting.
Well, I didn't have the music I needed as
background
on the phone.
For all those folks that think the fart series was so dumb, maybe you should check yourself.
Take that.
Before you wreck yourself.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of calls, let's take one more call. And then
this is always the name I screw up.
It's misleading.
Jariad. Jariad.
No. It's Jariad. Just Jared.
Jared. Just Jared.
Just Jared?
Just
Jared. We're going
Jared.
To Jared.
Jariad.
In Ohio.
It's uber French. Jariad.
Jariad. Jared, you can both explain to Tausch why your name is spelled the way it is and share your thoughts. Good morning.
I always get a kick out of you guys butchering my name. It's funny. And if I had a penny for every time someone tried to pronounce it right, I would probably be able to retire years ago.
So wait,
you guys have been butchering his name.
What is the correct pronunciation?
Jared.
So we got it right. He's just talking about you.
Yeah. Okay, I actually thought he was talking about you too.
No, that there's would no be fun. French in it. But I like the take on it though.
Jared, your thoughts?
I actually had a question since the great Wildy is the historian. wasn't it Big Bad Bob Dubolsky a few months back that questioned point blank Murphy about, don't you guys want to make sure you lock up, you know, your quarterback moving forward? And he basically said, we weren't going to talk about that. We're not dealing with that. We're
correct.
Not going to talk about it.
You are correct.
And then a couple months later, without even being presented the topic, he basically just kind of, I don't want to say threw him under the bus, but he kind of didn't help matters without the issue even being brought up.
No doubt.
So my question is, has their stance changed, do you think? Like, basically, have they kind of said, yeah, if he shows up, we'll move forward with him. If not, we're prepared to just keep moving as we are, and basically the ball's in his court now.
And make him sit, because we're not trading him.
Yeah, because it seems like something has changed.
Well, thanks, Sherry.
Before... Well, the other question I had real quick was, obviously, you recovered it for years. As far as the front office, some of it's the same, some of it isn't. Back in 2008, obviously these aren't mere scenarios, but there are similarities. Has the front office acted the same as far as the Favre situation as they are now? You know, as far as the, oh, we want them back in the, you know, worst way, or are things kind of different now?
So a bunch of great questions, Jared, and thanks for the call.
I love you guys.
Let's start with the last part of what he said there. And that is, has the front office... Because remember, it's really been Matt LaFleur who's had the line of, we want him back in the worst way and everything else. That has not been... Like, Goody has said, you know, he's still part of our plans and we want him to be our quarterback for...
Well, just wait. What day are you talking about? Because...
That's true.
Mark Murphy, January 25th, we're idiots if we don't keep him around.
Correct.
So it's changed. Why is it changed? Probably from dialogue that they've had with each other, and maybe there's more staunchness in how they view it as the contract extension talk happened, as the renegotiation. So that's the part we don't know. But this scenario is, the big difference is they wanted Favre to retire.
Correct.
They didn't want, which sounds crazy, they wanted Brett Favre to go away, sell Tommy Copper, come up and do some appearances, we'll throw you $20 million to just leave me alone, don't go to the Vikings, and then Favre kind of got onto it and is like, I know you guys don't want me back, I'm going to force you to do something. So it's completely different in this case. Aaron is kind of, I think, it's just that part of it could not be differently, and I think the organization is handling it a lot differently than what they did back in 08.
We will talk more about this, plus celebrate the return of Woe Nelly. Sid, did you want to deliver your items to the boys? Sid will deliver my payments / gifts, and they will be revealed also during Woe Nelly, which is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing.
Before we get to Woe Nelly, first of all, Tausch, Sydney delivered your payment / gift.
I have to admit, it's almost sad.
So, after all your complaining,
yeah, I mean, I love the cards.
Three Cal Ripken rookie cards.
They're beautiful, by the way. I didn't realize Cal had a little some acne issues early in his career.
Well, not everyone's perfect like you.
No, trust me, not even close. But you gamed me, and it's almost like, no, this is the end of a shtick.
You can't complain anymore.
The
you
era
enjoyed
is
holding
over.
Over
the $20
head.
That I was holding over your head for 4 years.
It's been a
basically
while.
Two Olympiads. It's over. But they're beautiful cards, and I thank you. Crazy, one of Cal Ripken's rookie cards, Jeff Schneider and Bob Bonner. Cal didn't even get his own rookie card when it came to Topps until 82. But fantastic. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. So now, family. Jesse, before you open your item, which is not exactly expertly wrapped, Sydney, you were there when I was bringing this to Jesse. Without giving away what it is, how would you describe this item that Jesse's about to receive?
Creepy and weird.
Creepy and weird.
That's great. Right up my alley.
We will see if her description is accurate now. Jesse, drum roll, please.
All right. Hard to drum roll and open it at the same time, but we'll do what we can. Oh, it has legs. Oh, boy. It's Dunzo.
Oh, my God. What in the world?
It's Dunzo. It's a little two-foot Dunzo.
We need to get a picture of Jesse with Dunzo.
He's got bowling shoes and everything.
So that's for you, buddy. I know Becca appreciates my pillows.
This is how happy Jesse was at his wedding. This is, I think you just got,
wow.
You missed his wedding, but you just, the reaction he just got, that was when he was skipping. Skipping through as the bride and groom were first announced at the reception.
Speaking of which, Tausch, my wedding is now done so. No more coordinating and stressful nights at home. It's Dunzo.
So you're not feigning that you like your gift. That is authentic reaction.
I mean, it is a little creepy and weird, yes. But
yeah, he is. I'm telling you, this is as happy as he's been.
God, I feel good about. I'm not good at much.
Fair,
but I'm pretty good at gift giving.
You're a good gift giver. I'll give you that, yes.
I like his tie, which is blue with gold stars on it.
Does it squirt water? You got to get one that does it squirt water when you like
it's made of like porcelain. Like, I think that's one of my Goodwill finds that I've had for quite a while that I've been very excited to deliver. But I think it actually might be a little bit valuable,
too. I feel like Jesse is like ready to give it a kiss. That's how much he loves it.
I did disinfect it, just so you know.
Oh,
so it's ready for your smooching.
Yes, that's very
all right, let's play Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
He doesn't stand very well, Jason. He's got to be kind of perched.
He's had too many Coors Lights.
Sort of like you at the end of your wedding. Right, exactly.
Yeah, very true. Hey... Mike Budenholzer might be coaching for his job tonight. Game 3, Bucks-Nets. It was ugly Monday night. I wanted to watch some of it. We were up north for our little mini honeymoon. And I watched maybe 2 minutes of it and said, that's enough. They were down 25 early. It was bad at halftime, worse at the final. Coming back to Milwaukee, here's the good news. Nets are expected to win those first two games. You can come back. You can win one tonight. Still got plenty of time left. In this series, you go down 3-0, it's over. It's
correct.
Dunzo.
You'll be Dunzo. If that happens, we'll be out at U Ridge tomorrow. Bring Dunzo.
Dunzo will make an appearance tomorrow if the Bucks lose tonight. Yes.
So here's where I'm worried. I've always been a little worried about Giannis, you know, half court offensively, not being able to bully ball it. Kevin Durant seems possessed. Like, he wants to put his stamp on. We won championships in Golden State. I am a much better player than Giannis, and I'm going to prove it to you over and over and over again. And he has totally dominated this series. How's that going to stop? He is unstoppable. When he has got it going and he's healthy, is, you know, right there as the best player in the league. So how are you going to flip that script? I do think being at home, getting that energy in the building, that was what we talked about last year. Well, the Bucks had home court, and they didn't get to use it because they're in a bubble. You empty the bucket tonight. And as a Bucks fan, you should... I don't know how you can be optimistic. You got beat by 50 points last game, and it wasn't that close. What are you going to do to change it? And that's without an MVP candidate playing for him.
Correct.
So, listen, home court means something. This is a prideful group. They are going to grind and do it. You've got your fingers crossed. I like the fact they can win tonight, but I don't know how in good faith you can sit here and say they can win this series. I can't find an answer unless something happens from an injury standpoint. If KD does what he's been doing, the Bucks aren't winning this series.
Is Mike Budenholzer the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks next year?
They don't win this series. He gone.
I believe it would be unjust that he would be fired. I think it is not his fault. I think he would be a scapegoat for the situation.
But
I believe he would not be the coach next year.
I would tend to agree.
Whoa, Nelly!
I'm not going to lie. That was all I had prepared for Whoa, Nelly. I'm kind of rusty coming out of this. But I did hear that there was one other thing that Tausch wanted to do today, so I yield my time for this.
Tennis is the only sport where the uniform is what you would wear under your clothes in any other sport. You're actually out there in your underwear.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Tausch Tennis Minute.
What's the deal with... All right. Somebody tell me, I've seen a lot of great rivalries. You got the Bears, Packers, but I'm talking straight. You got Ali Frazier, right? You got George Foreman. I don't know who his big rival was.
Auburndale.
Colby. Always good matchups with
Michigan,
Colby.
Michigan, Ohio State.
There are a lot of great team matchups. I was looking today. Novak Djokovic just won to go to the semis, which why the French Open wouldn't pair this up so that Rafa and Novak would play in the championship, whatever. There has not been a better rivalry in the history of sport. And I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not. It is 29 wins to 28. You're talking about these two players are going to go down as the greatest in their sport from men's tennis. These two are going to be the two GOATs. And the fact that they've played nearly 60 times and it's split down the middle, there's somebody give me an equivalent that's even in the ballpark of that. You can say Federer and Rafa. Rafa eats his lunch. Like, it's lunch money time for Rafa. This is 29 to 28, and Rafa's going to beat him tomorrow or whenever they play because Rafa doesn't lose on clay. He's going to surpass Federer. This is the greatest rivalry because it is intense. You got guys cramping up. They can't finish. It is you push people to limits that nobody else has. There is no other rivalry ever that has been this competitive, this razor close, and to become the GOAT of GOATs. Whoever wins this thing is going to be the GOAT of GOATs. That's why this is the greatest rivalry in the history of sport.
So,
of sport, so, Jason.
So I would never push back on tennis
that
with
might
you.
Might have been a little longer than a minute.
It was also a little,
but
loud,
I have not,
a little loud.
But in fairness,
I might add, a little loud.
But in fairness, Jesse's got the deals all figured out. In fairness, I have not done any French Open tennis minutes, so I deserve 3 to 4 minutes over this one.
Deserve is an interesting word there, but be that as it may, you took it, and that's fine. Here would be my question for you, because I'm sure you're right.
29-28.
Well, so that's the point I want to make.
29-28.
They've faced each other 57 times.
That's how great they are.
That's not like Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard could fight
57 times. That's a 7X multiplier. So that would be like 21 fights. When you do three fights, 7X the multiplier with boxing.
So
is that a scientific formula for you there?
I'm not going to get into science because, as we all know, science evolves very quickly.
So you used the dog year multiplier for tennis versus
correct. Just like NFL careers. It's a dog multiplier.
This tennis minute is donezo.
Can either of you guys name anything close that could comp to what I just said? In the history of sport, you can't say Nicklaus and Palmer. You can't say Tiger and Phil. Like, there's McEnroe Connors. Get out of here. Those two aren't even getting in the same ring with
these guys.
I was
actually going to say McEnroe Bjorn Borg.
They played like five times.
I understand. They didn't play 57 times. Getting ready for their 58th matchup, as we learned during the Tausch Tennis Minute.
That is so unbelievable. What these two are doing, it's unbelievable. You're going to irritate a lot of Federer fans. Federer is no longer in the GOAT conversation.
And you're a Federer fan.
I love Federer. My brother will be irritated with me because he is a monster Federer fan. I'm sorry, Fed. It ain't happening.
So what other sports can we even have this debate? If it's an individual sport, like you can't say Brady versus Manning either.
And
like
you can't say Martina Navratilova and Chrissy Everett because Chrissy Everett got her lunch handed to her.
Well, Brady Manning, I think, would be in the running, but I don't know what the multiplier would be.
You gotta have the multiplier.
It's a 7-8x multiplier.
What is the Blue Mountain multiplier when you need to chill? Which some might argue, with the level of volume that we just experienced,
really that loud?
You were really fired up.
Well,
that's
I was
as fired
up
as I've seen you.
First off, tennis doesn't get the love and respect it deserves.
I know you believe that.
I think we all agree on, but this doesn't seem like anyone in the audience believes that. So I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to chill, and I'm going to have a Coors Light. The mountains are going to be blue. I am going to laugh. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light, it's refreshing. It's crisp. Chill out a little bit. Okay, I will, and I'll have the 102 calories that Coors Light provides. Celebrate responsibly. Golden, Colorado.
We'll see if Dunzo gets the final word today as we wrap things up next. It's Will Dean Tausch. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up, baby. Tausch, you got any other hot tennis takes that you'd want to wrap the show up with?
You know what? We got to see if Otsi can find a rival that's better than Novak Djokovic and Rafa.
Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain.
Russell ate his lunch.
A lot of lunches being eaten.
Yeah, there has been. Well, it's noon.
Cindy just told me she was hungry. Hey, before we go, we did ask our poll question about your guy, Daryl. And Daryl, much like he wants Aaron Rodgers to be put in his place, I was hoping he'd be more put in his place. Again, you heard Daryl's call yesterday. He's willing to endure a decade of 70s and 80s quality Packers football, which Otsi covered along with his time covering Don Hutson, as long as the team doesn't cave to Aaron Rodgers. He's willing to endure losing for a decade.
I just don't think he is.
Over 1,200 votes, 59% only saying he's ridiculous. 31%, I see his point, and 10%, yes, put 12 in his place.
All right, go get a haircut.
That is scheduled to occur in about an hour and a half. Next for us, we're going to get ready for our big Barry Alvarez week. We've got some luminaries in the studio and Otsi. Thanks for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.